Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. Joining us today is Keith Larson, CEO and chairman of U.S. Energy Corp. The company trades on NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is USEG. And U.S. Energy Corporation acquires and develops energy-related and other mineral properties. Thanks for joining us again, Keith.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Always great to have you on. And start off by talking to us about the gas participation agreement with Houston Energy.
Recently, the end of last year, we met a company called Houston Energy, a private, very successful company out of Houston, Texas. And we have now participated in two wells, and I anticipate that we will participate in others. These wells, the first well is about a 6 billion cubic foot target, and we have about a 10% working interest in that well. And the second one has even larger numbers, and we expect to spud that well sometime the 1st of June.
Great. And can you talk to us a little bit about your oil and gas strategy?
Yeah, we are fortunate to be financially sound. We have over $40 million in cash. We were very prudent last year when the prices were high, and we believe there exists a vast number of opportunities, specifically in the oil and gas industry, to go out and buy production or near production assets. And we are actively seeking those assets. We have engaged Sanders, Morris, and Harris out of Houston, Texas, to help us identify various assets, oil and gas assets, and we are executing on that strategy.
Grant, what's your current production?
Currently, our first well that we drilled in Louisiana last year came on very strong. We had a 10% working interest in that well, or a 10% net revenue interest, a 15% working interest, and it came on at 17 million cubic foot per day equivalent, and it is holding pretty strong. It's generating about $200,000 to $225,000 a month net to us. The other wells, of course, we'll just have to wait and see what type of production we get.
Great. And talk about some of the trends right now in the market and how well-positioned U.S. Energy is to capitalize on them.
Well, again, you know, the current economic situation that we're in is presenting many opportunities. And, again, we're capitalized very well so that we can take advantage of those opportunities. And that is our strategy. And one of the things I think that it would be important to realize about U.S. Energy is we're not just a one-commodity company. We are diversified. We have interests in oil and gas, geothermal, a little bit of real estate, and a very large deposit of molybdenum, which is located in Colorado.
Sure. And so can you talk a little bit about the molybdenum project?
Sure. This molybdenum project was developed and proven up by a previous company called Amax. They spent over $150 million on the property. They dug tunnels into it, and they drilled it from underground as well as the surface. They had it ready to be permitted in 1982, and the molybdenum market went from $14 a pound down to $2, and so they didn't sign the permit. Amax and follow-on companies kept the property up until about 2005, and at that time, because we'd sold it to them and had reversionary rights, they gave it back to us. And we immediately went out and have been successful in bringing in a very large vertically integrated company, Thompson Creek Metals. Their symbol is TCM. They produce about 20 million pounds of molybdenum per year, and they are currently the operator. And we have they have a buy-in agreement with us where if they spend up to $400 million, they can earn a 75% interest. So we're very satisfied with them. And by the way, molybdenum is an alloy. It's most steels have some quantities of molybdenum in it, but specifically where you see anti-corrosive or very corrosive applications or high heat, you'll see a lot of molybdenum used there.
Grant, can you talk also about your investment in geothermal?
Yeah, we spent about a year and a half investigating all types of renewable energy, and we settled on a private company out of Denver, Colorado that had picked up about 60,000 acres that have potential for geothermal. Geothermal, in my opinion, is better than the other renewable energy sectors because it's baseload capacity. For instance, sometimes the wind doesn't blow and sometimes the sun doesn't shine, but once you get one of these geothermal plants up and running, they virtually run 24 hours a day. The costs that we saw were similar to other renewables, but the rates you get for the power once it's generated are about twice for geothermal that you'd see in solar and wind.
Sounds like a win-win. And what differentiates U.S. Energy from other players in your sector?
You know, again, I think that probably the thing that makes us most attractive right now is our cash position. For instance, our market cap somewhere between 40 and 45 million. We have that much in cash. We have a 216-unit apartment building in Gillette, Wyoming, which is fully paid for and generating $250,000 a month. We've got this interest in the molybdenum with the $400 million buy-in from a major company. We've got a 25% interest in geothermal. And if you add all of those up, you see that we have a lot of potential.
Great. And in terms of growth, will you continue to grow organically or look for more M&A activities, or will it be a combination of both?
We're looking to grow organically in the partnerships that we're in, but certainly our stated goal now is to go out and buy oil and gas production, and we're making good leadway there, and I think that you're going to see a lot of neat things for U.S. Energy in that regard.
And does the company need to raise money?
No, we do not. We're comfortable where we're at, and we are not in the mode to be looking for any money.
Great. And in terms of, can you walk us through your background and experience, Keith, as well as that of some of your key management team at U.S. Energy?
Sure. Myself, our CFO, the president of the company, and general counsel combined have about 100 years' experience with the company. I've been here since 1980. I've been the president and on the board of directors since 1997. And basically, we were a uranium company. And that's, in fact, the reason that we've got this money, that we shepherded these assets through the 80s and 90s, these uranium assets, ended up owning one of the last uranium mills in the United States with a large portfolio of uranium properties, which, again, is in the energy industry. Fortunately for us, 2 years ago, we sold those assets for over $100 million. And that's why we're in the position we are today. And the CFO has got the experience over 40 years in the energy industry. The president's got about 20 years, and our general counsel's got about 25 years working for coal companies and others. So I feel our management team is well represented, and I'm looking forward to the growth story that we're ready to carry out.
Great. And what specific milestones and objectives has the management team set for the company over the next year?
Our stated goal is to exit 2009 with 7,000 MCF equivalent per day. Currently, we're doing about 1,500. So that would be a four times growth or five times growth.
Great. And go ahead. I'm sorry.
Now, ultimately, our stated goal, we've been a deal company, and so we have to wait until the deal comes along. But we want to grow recurring revenue, which eventually will turn into earnings. And currently we're doing about a half a million a month in revenue, about $250 from our real estate and about another $250 from our oil and gas. And again, if we're successful, then that should grow up to near to $1 million to $1.5 million a month by the end of the year.
Great. And in terms of investors, do you think that investors right now understand the direction of the company?
I think that they do. You know, we're in a difficult financial situation, the markets and so forth. And, again, we're doing things like this. We've been on the road telling our story and getting the message out. And I think as we execute on our business plan that there will be a greater degree of interest in our story and a greater following from our shareholders.
Great. And yeah, talk about some of these challenges, you know, such as why you're investing in oil and gas during an economic downturn and through a period of low commodity prices. What are some of your specific strategies for overcoming some of the challenges?
Well, what we've witnessed is a myriad of companies that are taking write-downs on their borrowing base and impairments on their assets. So they're forced to sell, in my opinion, some good assets. And we see the opportunities there, and having the cash on our balance sheet, we have the bargaining power to step in, and I'm confident, again, that we're going to be successful in picking up some of those assets and taking advantage of this situation, as well as helping out these distressed companies. They're looking for people like us that have money to come in and help them out as well.
Certainly. And once again, joining us today is Keith Larson, CEO and Chairman of U.S. Energy Corporation. Company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is USEG. and is currently trading at $2.02 a share. And before we conclude, Keith, what are some of the key reasons why U.S. Energy Corp represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I see it as threefold. We have immediate term, which is our oil and gas and our real estate. We have intermediate term, which would be our geothermal assets, and intermediate being 2 to 4 years. And then the long term is the big one, the molybdenum project, and that's 5 years plus that we'll realize value. And that's also we'll have the biggest impact on our bottom line. So, again, we've got near term, and that's cash flow and hopefully earnings and revenue. Midterm, and that's the big numbers as we prove up the geothermal assets, and then the big one is the molybdenum, and that's 5 years plus.
Well, it certainly sounds like a very clear strategy, and we do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth and progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, Juan.
Great. Always good to have you on.
Thanks again.